For Gila Mimbres Community Radio, I'm Jamie Newton. Where will you vote in the upcoming election? In 2012, Grant County has made important changes in voting locations and voter access. Grant County Clerk Robert Samaripa is the elected official responsible for voting procedures. Robert Samaripa, thank you very much for speaking to our listeners.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very happy to have you guys here. Just happy that we're able to reach out to more listeners out there and get the word out to everybody about the very important election coming up in November.
I'd like to begin with a very broad question. As Grant County Clerk, what do you want voters to know about changes in voting locations and procedures?
I guess the most important thing that we've come up with in the clerk's office recently is the introduction of voter convenience centers. We've chosen about six centers around Grant County. What's unique about this is that at any of these locations, whether you're registered, it doesn't matter where you're registered and which precinct in Grant County, you'll be able to stop by one of those locations and actually cast a vote on election day. There's no more of the confusion of individuals that live close to two polling locations. Which one do I go to? You're just going to go to one single one. You'll be able to cast a ballot there regardless of where you're registered to vote in Grant County.
And there are some parts of Grant County where the traditional polling places will still be open. Can you tell us where those will be?
Sure. And we did that for the fact that oftentimes we have people that do, you know, Grant County is unique in the sense that we do have a little bit of a municipality feel to it, but yet we still have some rural areas, and we wanted to make sure that we keep those rural areas open to everybody, because I know that some people out in the Mimbres, some people out in the Gila, don't make it into town very often. Sometimes they use their weekends to come into town. Their weekdays are set for work. They're at home. So being that elections are on a Tuesday, we decided to just leave their polling locations for those rural members of our county to be able to cast their vote just like they always had. And the first couple of precincts are usually out in the Cliff area, precincts 1 and 2, Cliff and the Gila Baptist Church, which we've made some changes. We've consolidated some things. So now the members of the precincts 1 and 2 out in the Gila Valley Cliff area will just be voting at the Cliff High School. Along with that, the individuals out in the Sapio area, out towards Lake Roberts and those areas there, we've consolidated their precincts as well, and we're going to have them vote over at the Sapio Creek Fire Department. It's a central location for those individuals, so they're able to get to that on election day rather than coming into town as well. We also have the San Lorenzo Elementary School. We have those people of that area that can just go cast their votes there at the elementary school rather than coming into town. So we have a few more rural places. Of course, the community out at Red Rock, that's quite a ways drive into Silver City for them to come vote on election day. So they're going to just have their normal polling location out at the Red Rock Church. Same thing with the residents down in Hachita. That's quite a drive as well for them. So we're going to leave their polling location down at the Baptist Church, and they can cast their vote there as well. Along with that, the Pinos Altos Fire Department to help the residents of Pinos Altos. It's not very much of a drive into town for them, but it's still nonetheless a community that, you know, being November, we could have some inclement weather. We've thought of that. We've left their location there at the fire department, so they don't have to come into town if the weather gets really bad. Mm-hmm. Okay, and along with the Mule Creek Community Center, they're a little bit out there. That's a drive for most of them as well, so they're going to go out. They're going to be able to vote at their community center and don't have to come into Grant County if they choose not to.
Some polling places have been closed, and can you tell us where those places are? Which polling places that people may have been accustomed to going to in the past will not be open? How many of them will be closed?
We've consolidated about 13 different voting locations. I think the biggest ones that, you know, we can speak of today are the Jose Barrios Elementary School. We won't have voting there anymore. For years, and even myself when I worked at the schools before, I did see a little bit of probably a safety issue that I can think of. You know, yes, we are registered voters, but we don't know exactly who's coming in and out of those schools. So we wanted to kind of remove that little bit of a safety situation from the schools. And, you know, so Jose Barrios was affected. Same thing with Harrison Schmidt, you know, Stout Elementary School, La Plata. We've kind of tried to get out of all the schools. That way we know that the schools are safe in the sense that when they go, whenever you go to a school to go check out children or do anything like that, you have to go to the main office to state your business there. And on voting day, unfortunately, that doesn't happen. We just have people going in and out of the buildings. So we did it for those reasons. And I think the schools are the major ones that we've kind of gotten away from, that people might be accustomed to going to, but they're no longer going to have to go vote there.
And in Silver City proper, will there be traditional polling locations as well as the voter convenience centers?
No, just the voter convenience centers.
Just the voter convenience centers. So if people go to a polling place they're used to and it's closed, will there be
There's going to be signs out there. We did that for the primary in June. We did have some posters out there letting everybody know that their convenient, that their polling location was no longer in use. We had a list of voter convenience centers that they could go and vote at.
How have you been bringing these changes to the attention of voters? You have a brochure here.
We have brochures. We've been doing PSAs in the, you know, to our local radio stations, news press releases to our local print media. And by word of mouth, every time that we're on Cats TV, we're reminding the public about our changes that we've made. Unfortunately, it just seems like sometimes people just don't want to be informed by all the things that we try to inform them by. So word doesn't get out as much as, you know, as well as we would like it to.
Every voter receives voter information in the mail before the election, correct? They receive a sample ballot information of that kind?
No, sir. No? Not in the state of New Mexico. We're one of the unique states that doesn't send out any information like that. If you would like that information sent to you, please call our office at 575-574-0042. We'll be more than happy to mail you out any sample ballots that you would like. Of course, since your radio station currently is on the internet, you can go to the Secretary of State's website or our website, www.grantcountynm.com, and you can actually print out the sample ballots there from our website.
But at this time, there's no plan for some information to be mailed to every voter telling them where they will be able to vote.
No, sir. When they get their voter registration cards upon registering to vote, it does have information on there on where they can vote. Of course, some of the older voter registrations that are out there have their old polling location only because they haven't done any changes to their voter registration, so there really wasn't any need for a new card to be sent to them. So it's not going to reflect the change that there's vote centers. But nonetheless, just by calling our office or logging onto our website, you can find out where you can go vote on Election Day.
I visited the website, and there are links for election, where to vote. And when I went there, what I saw was a list of, I believe, the 35 traditional polling places. I didn't see, even though I searched, anything about voter convenience centers.
Right. That was a little mix-up with our IT person, and we've already spoken with them, and we're in the works of getting that switched on so we can either get this brochure that I have in front of me out on the website itself, or just a link, perhaps using Google Maps to locate those places for anyone.
So if our listeners were to visit the website
next week, yeah. For sure next week, that information will be up there and will be current for those listeners out there.
When were these changes first put in place? Was the primary election the first time that voter convenience centers were used rather than the traditional polling places in June?
In June. Legislation happened in January of this year that allowed the state to use voter convenience centers as far as county elections were meant. Voter convenience centers were used a little bit in municipalities. The city of Rio Rancho was one of the first largest cities to start using a voter convenience center. So we had a place that we could look at that was large enough, that had and could just get a good idea of what a voter convenience center could be in the future. So legislation happened that we were allowed to, as far as a county, to be able to do voter convenience centers. And after looking at the situation, we just saw that, I think we could save a little bit of money by doing this and stop a lot of the phone calls on election day on, hey, where do I go vote? I showed up here and they told me to go vote there. And now we just have a few places you can go vote to, and you're going to be able to vote. You're not going to be asked to. Or you're not going to sit there and realize that you're in the wrong place. You're going to be in the right place to vote.
So my next question is going to be, why were these changes made? And I'm hearing two things that you've said so far. One is that obviously it's in everybody's interest to do things in a more economical way, especially when funding is tight. And secondly, they're called voting convenience centers because they're intended to make voting more convenient and avoid having people go to the wrong place and then have to go somewhere else. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the need for these changes, the basis for making these changes, or is that pretty much a summary of it?
I think that's a summary of it. I know that because voting is so important to everyone, and it just seems like that's one of those things that this is how we do it, and then we can't change it. Sometimes we have to be progressive, we have to be forward thinking, and once we do this voter convenience center for a few more years, this is going to be it. I mean, this is going to be, we're going to forget about the way we used to do it. They're going to see that this is probably the best way to have gone, instead of keeping the 35 precincts and sometimes it's just time to move on and move forward. And I think this is one of those big steps that voters are going to become accustomed to.
How did this plan originate? Was this something that was actually an idea that came up in the legislature, or do you know the history of it? Well, who came up with it?
I can't say that, because like I did mention earlier that the city of Rio Rancho did do it. A few years ago, when Senator Morales was the county clerk in our office, he and I talked about perhaps, when it was our first election, we were pretty green when we came in here. And our first election was pretty overwhelming. We didn't realize that there were so many phone calls throughout the day. There was going to be so many individuals wanting to know where to go on election day. And, he sat there and we sat there and we talked a little bit about it. And, he just said, it sure is going to be nice that one day we're going to just be able to have a voter card and we're going to be able to walk into any one of these places and swipe a card and our ballot would come up on screen. And at that time, Grant County was looking at going to the touchscreen, which would have made it possible to swipe a card and your ballot come up on the screen. So I think the idea between myself and Senator Morales was the fact that, hey, there is a way to actually go into one place, and maybe we're not able to swipe a card and do it all electronically, nice and fancy, but we're able to go to one place and cast a ballot without having to know where to go vote. We just go to one place and we can do it there.
So this is an idea that's been under consideration for quite some time by people who are involved in actually managing the elections.
Exactly, and Senator Morales was instrumental in helping the legislation get passed in Santa Fe for the ability of voter convenience centers to come to the county level.
There's usually a public consultation process as legislation is developed. Do you know what kind of consultation with the public went on, what opportunities for input there were? Were political parties invited to comment on whether they thought that was a good idea?
There was. There's always, anytime there's a bill up in front of the Senate or the House of Representatives, there's plenty of time for public input at that time.
And here locally in Grant County, was there some kind of consultation process before these changes were made?
What happened in Grant County was that I brought the idea forward to the commissioners and asked the commissioners to go out to their constituents, or myself, because my constituents, and, you know, before we even thought of going to this system, you know, we asked for input from the public as to whether we were going to, you know, go this route or anything like that. And unfortunately, we didn't get much feedback as far as them wanting it or not wanting it. Mm. So sometimes as an elected official, you try to do what you feel is best for the county. I mean, and as me, as since I've been in office, I've been trying to save money, you know, where I can. So this was an opportunity for me to do that.
Do you have any sense that there may be possible effects on voting patterns, that some people would be more likely to vote, some people might be less likely to vote? Do you think it might have any different effects on people depending on, say, how affluent they are, how easily they can get around? Some people are more attentive to the media and less attentive to the media, maybe more likely to know or less likely to know about these changes.
Actually, what we've seen over the last three or four elections that we've been involved in, the tendency to vote is actually early or absentee. Those numbers are high. They continue to get high.
This was about 3/5 early voting last time, wasn't it?
Right.
More than 60%.
Sure. So I think if anything is shifting, it's not so much we're going to vote on election day because this is a good idea, or we're not going to go to election day because this is a bad idea. It's more to do with, we have 30 days prior to an election that we're able to cast a vote. There's plenty of time. Some individuals have their minds made up. Some people want to get it over with. Some people want to go out of town or are going to be out of town for election day. So the shift has actually been of the voter actually coming in to vote early or using the absentee process. So I don't really feel that the voter convenience centers, whether they're good or bad in the end, are going to make a difference, because I think everyone is starting to shift towards the early voting and absentee process of the voting that's going on in Grant County.
Would you think this shift could have any effect on the actual outcome of the election?
No, not at all. I think just the shift, and just as long as people vote, I think, you know, in Grant County, we're pretty traditional as far as what we like, and those numbers tend to stay true to what we voted in prior elections.
Is there anything that you think, as we've gone through this interview, you would like voters, prospective voters, perhaps people who are not registered to vote and there is still time to register, anything that you would like them to hear that we haven't covered?
For the unregistered voter, I'd really like for them to come in and register to vote.
They can do that right here in your office.
They can do it in our office. They can go online to the Secretary of State's website, print out a form from their website, mail it in to us. There's forms at the libraries. There's people out there registering to vote.
One of my friends was at the co-op just the other day, most of the day, encouraging people to register. And another person that I know just came in and went out with a packet of voter registration forms and will be present at the county fair, where you also will be, I think.
Yes, sir, on Friday. And as a matter of fact, tonight at 6 p.m., there's a parent night for the Agrito Head Start. I'll be out there getting some of those young parents registered to vote. I just feel that it's important for everyone to vote, especially the younger people. The younger generation needs to start worrying about what's going to happen to them in 15, 20 years, because in 15, 20 years, it may be too late to right a wrong that may have happened to them when they were younger. They need to stay involved, you know, from the onset.
What would you say to a young person who says, there must be thousands of people voting, what good does it do for me to vote? What does my vote really mean anyway?
Your vote is your voice, always. You know, sometimes you hear people say, if you don't vote, don't complain. And that pretty much could sum it up for some people. But I think in the end, young people need to get informed. They need to start worrying about the future now, because, you know, we see it as we get older. you know, hey, had we voted when we were younger, maybe some of these changes that are happening to us now, probably we could have avoided this at some point.
Well, Robert Samaripa, thank you very much for speaking to our listeners for Gila Mimbres Community Radio. I'm Jamie Newton. How will you vote and where will you vote in the November 2012 election? There have been important changes in Grant County's locations and access for voters. Ann McCormick is a longtime Silver City resident and Democratic Party activist who learned about these changes, the elimination of some polling places, and the establishment of what are called voting convenience centers, and brought her concern to Gila Mimbres Community Radio. Ann, thank you so much for talking to our listeners.
And thank you so much. I'm so glad you're up and running and in time for the elections to cover important issues.
Tell us, please, what it was that concerned you about these changes in locations and procedures.
I'm very concerned that, especially in Silver City, there's going to be a lot of polling places that are not open, that people have been used to going to for many years. This is a presidential election. Some people only vote in presidential years. They go to their traditional polling place, like Jose Barrios, and it's not going to be open for them to vote. And they're going to have to go to the Woman's Club or some other place, and it's going to be very confusing, and they might not go.
How did you first become aware of these changes in locations and procedures, and what was it about that that concerned you, Ann?
I was somewhat aware of these changes during the primary, but it really hit home when the Sunday after the primary, this lady in my church, who is 92 years old, who has voted in every election she possibly can for more than, well, since Roosevelt. And she came up to me and said, I did not vote in this primary election because I went to my polling place and it was closed. And I somehow found out that you could go to the Woman's Club. And she's 92 years old, and she gets in her car, and she drives past the Woman's Club, and it looked to her like it was just too many people. She didn't want to deal with it, so she went home. And she is a very committed voter. So then I'm wondering, what's going to happen in the general election when people aren't as committed and just don't want to take that extra step? They go to their polling place they've always gone to. They walk a lot of times, and they're going to see that it's closed, and they're just going to go home. This could have a huge impact. I know in my precinct, there's a family, there's 20 of them at 7 a.m. that go to the polls and vote. That's their family tradition. That's what they do. They see the poll workers, they see their neighbors. I can't see them going to the Woman's Club. I'm going to talk to them and hope they vote early.
To some extent, the impact of this will depend on how widely it's known ahead of the election.
Yeah.
That there will be no polling places in the usual spots in Silver City, and instead these convenience centers, and that in some places outside town, in the Mimbres and in the Gila Cliff area, some of the polling places will be consolidated. There will not be as many. So if people know earlier rather than later, they're perhaps less likely not to vote, would you think?
Yeah. Well, but, you know, the publicity that's been out so far is kind of confusing because it talks about these convenience centers, and that sounds wonderful because you can go somewhere, no matter where you live, you can vote. But what the publicity fails to say clearly is that your normal polling place probably won't be open. And that is a big deal.
I asked County Clerk Robert Samaripa if the polling places that are closed will be marked. And he said there would be posters there. There would be information that would guide people to the convenience centers. And I think he expects that there may be some transition. He said after a few elections, people will become very used to that. But in this particular election, there may be, I think he would expect, less confusion than the office usually has. And in most elections, they have many people calling them saying, where do I vote? How do I vote on election day? Less of that sort of confusion, but more people going where they expect to vote and not finding it open.
Yes, I mean, it's their job to answer the phone and tell people where to vote. If they're busy on election day, that's good. And this is a very, very important election. This is a presidential election. If you're going to roll this kind of thing out, don't do it on a presidential year when you're going to get many more people voting than normally vote.
The timing may have to do with a piece of legislation. County Clerk Samaripa told me that in January 2012, legislation was enacted here in New Mexico that permitted counties to make these changes, and that Senator Morales was instrumental in getting that legislation through. Perhaps at least a part of the motivation, in addition to their sense of convenience for voters, was cost saving, because they do expect that having a few convenience centers rather than many polling locations will be cheaper.
Well, maybe it is. And I think this is not a conspiracy. I just think this happened to happen this way. And I'm totally in favor of convenience centers, and maybe some precincts being designated as convenience centers and the others either being open or consolidated with some that are nearby. But I think it's really unfortunate that this is happening at this time.
Do you think this may actually affect the outcome of the election?
I think it will. Another instance that I learned about after the primary was that someone was on their way from work at like 6:30 at night, stopped by their precinct that was closed, and they went home. I hope it won't affect turnout, but I'm really afraid that it will. Just for the casual voter, the young people, people who are working, people don't take a great interest in reading the media. They just think, well, I'll just go vote for whoever, the president, and that'll be it. And so, you know, I'm going to be at my precinct in a lawn chair at 7 in the morning with my car just outside and volunteering to take people to a convenience center. But we're not going to be able to track everyone like that.
And I guess a take-home message might be anyone who's concerned about turning out the vote, about facilitating a really full expression of sentiment on the part of the body politic, should try to get the word out about these changes quickly so that people can know and prepare in advance and perhaps vote early.
Vote early. That's
so that
the
they can do it on at a time of their own convenience.
Right. Well, and like in my church, I put something in our bulletin telling people vote early, and this is why. I think if you give people too much information, it's confusing. Again, mm-hmm. So if you just stress the vote early, the Democratic Party has the buses reserved for a number of dates to take people to the polls. This will capture people somehow, and we just have to get the word out, vote early, so you won't face whatever is going to happen on Election Day.
Early voting begins on October 9th at the county clerk's office, which is right there in the county offices behind Burger King,
behind
everybody
Burger
knows.
King. And it's going to be open the Saturday before the election, too, which is also a huge turnout day. Mm-hmm. The Baird Community Center is going to be open for early voting at some point. And
I believe
also
that starts
Saturday.
October 22nd.
Yeah. And so we're just going to do everything we can to get people out to vote early. That's all we can do, because this is set in stone for this election.
Is there anything that I haven't asked about or that you haven't mentioned yet that you'd like our listeners to hear on this topic?
I guess just vote early. And also, I really don't think this is a conspiracy. I don't think anyone's to blame. It's just unfortunate. So I would urge our public officials and Mr. Samaripa just to make sure that everyone who can vote will vote.
Ann McCormick, longtime Silver City resident and Democratic Party activist, thank you so much for talking to our listeners. For Gila Mimbres Community Radio, I'm Jamie Newton.